Spending time at Commodity Classic in San Antonio, Texas. Joining us now, the president of the American Soybean Association, Scott Metzger, is with us. Scott, great to see you. Another successful Commodity Classic, celebrating 30 years. I heard record attendance. It seems like it's been a great show, Scott.
Yeah, good afternoon, Jesse. Yeah, it has been a great show, and pretty awesome. We broke a record again this year with attendance, so that's always a plus when you see that.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, and a chance for you to talk with farmers from across the country, around the world, a lot of great conversations, and a lot of important conversations. There's so many things going on in agriculture right now, obviously. Let's start with some of the good things, I would say. Some positive movement here on RVOs, RFS, moving that to the Office of Management and Budget. So kind of, taking that next step. We're moving this ball forward here as we await some final numbers on what's going to be in the RFS.
Yeah, we're really excited about that. That's something that we've been working for a while. It's actually our biofuels are our top priority this year. So we're looking forward to see that there in the middle of March when it's supposed to come out. And hopefully the numbers are high, like what they've anticipated on it. So in the uncertain times that we're having here, that's going to be a big win. And, also we've got the guidelines for 45Z. Came out as well, so that was the first step of the process, and then getting the RVOs finalized will be the second step of that process. Yeah. And then getting 45Z finalized there in summertime, early summer.
Yeah, and to your point, some of the whispers, the rumors, it sounds like this could be positive. We'll wait and see, but obviously that's one domestic demand area that we need to see with a down cycle in this farm economy, and that's really at the heart of this is thinking about domestic demand, export demand, trade, tariffs, etc. There's a lot that needs to be done in order to help out this farm economy, which we all know is struggling through some challenging times right now.
This farm economy, I came back to the farm in 1998, and this is the tightest and toughest farm economy that I've been a part of since I've been farming. And it's things like that with the domestic demand that's going to help spur some of that. With China, we're down to 12 million metric tons this last year that they have committed to. We'll be a lot more happier when I see the beans on the boat going going over, and then hopefully they will continue to their state of their commitment for the 25 million metric tons there for the next 3 years on it.
Well, let's talk, you mentioned China. We've obviously seen so much movement there, but here right close to home, USMCA, and that's really started to ramp up in the news and talks that maybe the administration wants to strike separate deals with Canada and Mexico. And this review coming up starting in July is going to be very, very crucial. And I've said this many times. I've heard from a lot of folks with ag, do no harm, essentially, to what everyone really believes is a pretty solid trade deal, USMCA. I mean, what's your perspective on that?
Yeah, Jesse, it is. With 16 years it's been around. Canada or Mexico is our second largest soybean buyer, and we are urging the administration just to renew that 16-year agreement, USMCA agreement. Those are very important to us with getting bushels moved.
Well, and obviously the concern is we've seen with tariffs and all the uncertainty, you get a Supreme Court ruling and then come back, well, we're going to put a 10-15% global tariff on and this and that, and then the whispers of maybe we want separate trade deals with China and Mexico and everything else that's out there. And it just seems that there's so much uncertainty again when it comes to tariffs and trade and more, and that's it itself not good for agriculture, Scott.
Yeah, no, it's not. When SCOTUS came out with that announcement on Friday, I think it was during my first interview we were doing it, they actually came out with the next round of 10%. Of course, the next day we were at 15% on it, but yeah, that's one thing we had discussed with Secretary Rollins last night at a roundtable, getting those tariffs excluded on inputs such as chemicals, seed, fertilizer, parts, equipment, the things that the American farmer is uses all the time. And as we get closer here to spring planting, or, you know, some have already started depending on where you're at, you know, those are some just added expenses that we don't need. You know, they excluded the fertilizer from it. So we made a plea to, you know, ask Secretary Rollins to try to get those excluded as well.
Thinking about the year ahead, we also got the Farm Bill in front of us. I know that's set for markup here this first week of March on the House side. And obviously there was a lot that was done last summer in the One Big Beautiful Bill, but still plenty of items here that couldn't get done in that reconciliation process. So now we got to get this finished. And it's something I know this is, you know, been a struggle. We've kicked this can down the road now to a point where it almost feels like it's a decade-old farm bill. So your thoughts on optimism, hopefully we can maybe get this done soon?
Decade. We're at 8 years, so we are almost at a decade. Optimistic that it'll happen. You know, we got a lot out of the Farm Bill and the One Big Beautiful Bill. We got a lot of what we've been asking for a long time in it. So in Farm Bill 2.0 here, we're looking at seeing to get the credit limits expanded for producers. You know, some stuff with Prop 12 on not having it, and then uniform labeling act for pesticides. Mm-hmm. So we don't have individual states that are, driving the bus and not putting everybody on an even playing field.
Yeah, absolutely. Scott, any other main priorities here as we get started with the year, or anything you'd reiterate to folks from Soybean Association's perspective on just what we're needing to keep close eye on right now?
You know, I think, you know, our top priorities here were with biofuels and a farm bill with that. And then with regulatory issues with, you know, we got the dicamba label that is out. So, you know, we're doing everything we can to help make the American soybean profitable in these tough times that we're in these uncertain times. We're trying to give some certainty to it.
Well, a lot of things in front of us we're going to have to watch. I know we'll be talking again real soon. We'll let you go, though. Thanks for joining us at Commodity Classic. Scott Metzger, President, American Soybean Association. Safe travels back home to Ohio. We'll talk to you again soon, sir.
Okay. Hey, thanks, Jesse. Have a good day.